Jason.
Mentioning different containers, what were the various sacks or bags that you used in the store?
Well, they began, the small sacks were number one, all the way.
Would they be paper?
Paper bags.
And how about these items called croaker sacks or crocus sacks?
They were toe sacks.
Toe.
We had toe. Fiber.
Yeah,
grass-like fiber.
Rather rough. And you called them toe.
Toe.
Did you ever hear those called croaker or crocus?
But it wasn't common to
this
area. Toe was the term.
Fine.
All fertilizers and feeds and. But flour came in print cloth, or in domestic, or a fine broadcloth, even. And you saved enough of those for bonnets and quilts and children's clothes and shirts for boys and had many dual purpose.
It must have had some quality to it then.
It did.
If your father saw something that wasn't moving, he'd say, well, I hate to, but I guess I'm going to have to sell that. What he would mean is for less than it cost him.
Well, he always used the term reduced. It's all the way through his ledgers.
Is that right?
He would have to reduce the price.
And if in this reduction, if it actually he sold it for less than he paid for it, do you have any special term for that?
No, he just say reduced. At a loss.
At a loss. And if someone came in to the store, and admired something and got the price, and she'd say, no,
it's too high.
It's too high,
It's too high.
And how was the credit? Well, actually, credit wasn't something that was borrowed, would it be?
No. They bargained for that.
Is that right?
And all that his life, he was, if you bought something on installment, he would say, you don't own it, you bargained for it.
Bargain, in that sense?
You bargained.
Very good.
You truly did. I think it's a good term.
Very good.
You bargained for it.
Suppose somebody wanted some money, really just had to have, say, $3 or $4 hard cash, and he didn't have it, how would he describe that if you went to a friend and say, can I?
Well, I heard them ask Daddy, Frank, could you let me have so-and-so in money? And Daddy would tell them whether he would or not. And sometimes he asked for security. And he had a lot of pen and pencil sets and watches and rings and.
Is that right? Why would they say, can you let me have, rather than can I borrow?
I think it was the family relationship carries over in a community where families have lived and grown. And it would be like me asking my father. I would never have asked my father, may I borrow? Would you let me have, please?
Is that right?
Or may I have, please?
More polite.
I
see.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Suppose somebody is. Suppose your father would want to say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't let you have it unless you've got the money. And somebody might say, well, money is so.
It's so hard to come by.
Would they say scarce?